Welcome to Uncut, the Makers Podcast, in partnership with FAF, with your hosts, Alice, Atia and Juliet. Hello and welcome to our final episode of Uncut for the season. Yay. Hi, how are you two today?
Yeah, all right, Juliet, sitting there clapping.
Oh, we have worked so hard and we are so, so grateful for this. Well, I am feeling, I'm sure I'm saying the same thing for you too, but I am very, very grateful. Actually, we've worked so hard and we're so pleased with the response from everyone. And I just feel so, so grateful. Yeah, I'm fine. Mm. I'm very fine. I'm just touched.
Yeah, I mean, I just can't believe like how much we've done in the past year, on top of everything we were already having to do. So yeah, it definitely was quite a lot of work, but I think it's been really fun and we've met so many interesting people as well. Yeah. So it's been really well worthwhile doing.
Yes.
The other thing I was going to mention is that I've just seen we've passed 100,000 plays of our podcast, which is just mind-blowing, really.
Yeah. So, yeah. So can't believe it.
Yeah, we really appreciate it.
Think back to this time last year when we were just toying with the idea of starting a podcast.
Yeah, and we were like, we'll give it a go. No one will listen, but it'll be fun.
It'll be like our little archives, our conversation.
Yeah, do you know what, actually, if we listen back to it right from the beginning, it'll probably be quite interesting because, you know, we normally do a little update on what's been happening in our lives. Then we can listen back and be like, that happen?
Yeah. Well, we'll probably just be like, I've stayed indoors. I've just been inside.
We're at home again.
Doing nothing.
Yeah. Alice, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm officially full-time freelance now. Left my job. It's amazing. So happy. Honestly,
it's so good.
It's just been such a long time coming. And I think it took finishing my other job for me to realise like I had this kind of cloud hanging over me and every morning a bit of a feeling of doom when I woke up that I just thought was like life. Yeah, I'm just like, I get that it's all quite like new and shiny. So it might not be like this forever, but at the moment, like, it's just so nice. And like, even by like the evening, I'm still feeling really energized and like really loving what I'm doing. Yeah. So I'm just like feeling really good at the moment. It's lovely.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. I think just being your own boss makes such a difference, doesn't it? When you just can be in charge of your own schedule and on your own terms.
Yeah. Yeah. I think a lot of it as well is because I had Tristan while I was at uni, and then was a single mum. So I was just like, have to work and I just have to do whatever job I can get. And that was for such a long time. And then finally, like he's 13 now, finally got to the point where I'm like, okay, I can start to make some decisions and choices based around what I really want to do rather than what I have to do. Yeah, so it feels really good.
Well, that's good.
Oh, that's great. That's really good.
Thank you. Very happy for you.
Thank you. Thanks.
Oh, yeah.
Right, and you've got exciting things coming up this year, Juliet.
Do you know what? I was earlier on, we were having a chat about how we are. And I was like, you know, I've been so stressed out with all these different things going on. But I can't complain because God knows this time last year, things were horrible. Things were horrible financially and everything here at home. And decisions had to be made. And things are much better now. And I actually cannot complain. So anytime I feel like moaning or I get that urge to moan, I always remind myself, do you know what? It was worse. And, you know, you've come out the other side and you dare not complain.
You work so hard. Honestly, like you never stop. Literally never stop.
I do stop. The only thing is I do things in advance and it looks like I'm doing loads, but I am. I do take a break from time. I listen to my body. I think that's what I've learned to do now. When I don't feel like it, I actually would send the email and say, I'm afraid I will not reach this deadline and I would like for it to be extended. And that's it. Because I physically can't because I'm doing everything. I'm the admin. I'm the you know, person responding to emails, doing all the invoicing, doing this, doing that. And, you know.
Yeah, I didn't realize until this year, like how much that eats into your actual, like, you know, if you're a content creator or whatever, you know, that's actually a small amount of what you're actually doing. Even with the podcast, it's a small amount. There's so much behind the scenes that still has to happen, which is, you know, quite boring sometimes to have to do. And lots of things have to be done to deadlines. And, you know, I think we'll all agree that we haven't always got it right. And, you know, we've made some mistakes along the way. And obviously that adds to the stress of it all sometimes as well. But, you know, so I think there's a lot to that happens that we, I guess, sometimes things look smooth under the surface. Who was just saying before that, oh, my brother was saying this to me, that, so I was like, because he's coming to stay for a week at the moment. And I was like, do you think our lives look a bit stressful, like mine and my husband's life to him? He's like, well, you're kind of like, you know, when you have like a duck and it's paddling furiously on the surface and it looks fairly serene on the surface. But, you know, so I kind of feel like we're a bit like that a lot of the time. Mm. But, you know, I think it's good to know that, yeah, it's hard work. Hard work goes into doing anything that's worth doing.
I mean, little things like, I say little things, but things like just generating ideas is a hell of a lot of work. You know, just coming up with the idea.
Yeah. Well, that's where our listeners can help us for the next season. So hopefully we'll get some ideas from people and they'll take that side off.
Yeah, well, we want to talk about things that people want to listen to, don't we? So yeah, it'd be great if people have anything in particular that we kind of haven't addressed or that they just are really interested in. It'd be lovely to hear.
Mm-hmm. even if it means sending an email if you don't want it to be public, or dropping us a DM on Instagram if you don't want your ideas to be seen on the post, you know, in the comments section. I mean, we're always happy to get, actually we've got a few emails from our listeners. When we do get those emails, and they're quite, you know, I like reading from our listeners.
Yeah, or even when you just meet up with people and they go, oh, I listened to that episode, and I'm still kind of like, oh god, oh, you actually listen. Yeah. People listen to us. I forget there's a whole other side. I just feel quite like, oh, it's us in our little bubble and we're just recording these things.
When I met Lena, so now it'll be 2 weeks ago for, you know, listening to this podcast, it'll be 2 weeks ago, and she reminded me of something that I said in one of the podcasts, and I was like, where did I say that? Oh, yeah. On the podcast. But yeah, people are listening and we're so grateful. I mean, I can't quantify how grateful I feel that, you know, we are doing this and we're actually keeping people company.
Yeah. And also the support from the brands and small businesses as well has been amazing. So we really appreciate that there are people willing to sponsor our podcast as well. And it does have that community feeling when you have that all the small brands that you really like there, and, you know, and people listening, it just feels like so much part of a community.
Yeah. And when our listeners actually take on board whatever we recommend and go ahead to purchase them and give feedback based on our recommendations, it's just, we love these different brands. We love, you know, their products, and we want to share our love of them with our listeners. And when our listeners actually take it on board and actually go on to support those brands, it makes me feel so, I think you would also feel the same way. It makes me feel very warm inside. It's just such a unique feeling. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there any particular episode that stood out for you guys in this season or this year?
Ah, Ricardo.
Oh.
I enjoyed chatting with Ricardo.
I love Ricardo.
Yeah, I really like that episode. That was a really good one.
I haven't seen Ricardo for such a long time, way before lockdown. So it was just like catching up with him on a personal level, but then, you know, speaking to him about what he loves doing and what he's great at. And he's so passionate, isn't he?
Yeah, he's brilliant. Well, yeah, because I thought I'd met him, or at least spoken to him before the recording, and then we were like, oh wait, hang on a second, we haven't. I just insta stalk you and feel like I know you. Oh no, I love him. But I really, really enjoyed our episode about quilting with Mel. I think, well, obviously because she's a teacher, or has been a teacher for so long, just learnt loads, and it's been a thing that I've kind of wanted to try out but never been quite sure where to start, and she just kind of imparted a lot of her wisdom and really motivated me to give it a try. So we went to hometown in Rochester last weekend and had a little look at the fabrics, and she was like, come on, which ones are you going to get, and was helping me pick fabrics and stuff. So in, I said, not now, I'm not going to start quilting in summer, but in autumn,
I'm going to give it a go. Yeah, autumn when you're at home more and it's getting darker, it's really nice to
do
kind of crafts, yeah. I really enjoyed, there's quite a few that I really enjoyed this year. So the Sew Over 50 one I thought was really good. And we had so much support from them as well on Instagram, which was amazing afterwards as well. So they kind of referenced us quite a lot and introduced us to a new, maybe a newer audience as well. Romana's episode was really good. I think we all got chatting quite a lot.
Yeah.
Well. And we spoke for about half an hour afterwards as well, didn't we?
Yeah, I think that was our longest one because we really went, we bared our souls.
and then we
spoke about things that really, some really important conversations did happen that day.
And Zoe's episode I thought was really good as well, the craft blogging one, because it was just so interesting to see how things had changed over the years as well. So if anyone's not listened to all the episodes, this is your chance to go back and listen to some of our favorites as well. What are your plans for the summer? Have you got any interesting plans?
Well, my sister is going to be in town and she's going to be with us for a whole month, so it's going to be exciting. I mean, okay, so I left home when she was under 10 or under she was probably about 11 or 12, and the next time that I saw her, here in the UK, she was a teenager. Now she's 20, she's going to be 30 next year, and she's a proper woman, and we haven't really been together in the same house for a long period of time, and we've been, you know, away from each other for so long, so it's going to be a good one, you know.
That's nice.
I'm the eldest and she's the youngest, she's the last one, so yeah, I'm looking forward to her coming. She's going to hang out with us.
That's really nice, and you get to take her to lots of nice interesting places as well. It's always nice when you have a guest staying, and then you just like, you have reasons to go to places that you normally just don't make time for. So I always enjoy that as well.
Oh, when was the last time you saw her?
I saw her last. Actually, we hung out with her at hers 2 or 3 years ago? 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So she hosted us 2 years ago.
That's a long time.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to her coming. My daughter's excited. My husband's excited. Oh, we're all happy. Like, we're looking forward to it.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. How about you, Alice?
What have I got on? We're not going away anywhere. We had a little look at like chalets and stuff in the UK. Have you seen? They're literally about £3,000.
Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah. So we were kind of like, yeah, we don't want to do that anyway. We didn't want to go to Dorset or anywhere beautiful in the UK. Yeah. So day trips are the plan. Mm. Yeah, so we'll just do little bits around here because we're still kind of exploring our new surroundings.
You've got a lovely base as well, haven't you, for like the beaches and all different nice places around Kent. So that's quite nice.
Yeah, yeah. So it's going to be day trips all the way, working, you part-timers, you teachers, having the whole summer off.
Because you used to get holidays like us. Like me.
I didn't. I never did.
You worked as a scholar.
Yeah. No. So it was an academy trust, but because I was operational, I worked all year. So I got to see all the teaching staff going, bye, we're off for 6 weeks. And I was like, I'm still sitting at my desk.
Oh, Alice.
I know. Yeah, never had the holidays off.
Yeah, I was saying this is the first time I'm having to work summer holidays as well. So I'm not too thrilled about that. But I think, well, if I'm lucky, if I work really hard, I'll only have to work about 2 days a week. So I can't complain too much. And I've got definitely got one week off.
Mm-hmm. So, what are you going to do in that week?
So we are going to somewhere in the Cotswolds. So it's like Gloucestershire. And we've just booked it's kind of like a converted barn sort of place, like a little place. So we'll just use it as a base to just explore a bit. And I think it's just sometimes when you're not at home, then you can switch off a bit more than if you're at home, so that's what I'm looking forward to. But yeah, we're thinking of basically our problem was the cat, so we've got a cat.
And
I was like, what about the cat? I can't go anywhere. But we recently put her in a cat hotel. I don't know if I mentioned that on the podcast or not before. So she went to a cat hotel for a few days when we went camping. So she'll be, actually this time we'll plan to take her with us to our house cottage place. But she is going to cat hotel and go camping next weekend.
Yeah. I did think for a moment there that you said that she went camping.
Oh, yeah.
Like the cat hotel is like camping.
Well, my kids wanted, they said they'd rather stay at home with the cat than go on holidays. And I was like,
what?
Really?
Oh. I mean, Idris, he really does love that cat, Layla.
Yeah. They're completely obsessed, all of them, actually. Yeah. In fact, the main source of fights in our house is who's holding the cat and who's taking the cat from somebody else.
So. Oh, she's so lovely, though.
You should see her running away.
Yeah. She's very good at running away, actually. She just, like, wriggles off. Yeah.
She just jumps off. I remember we went to yours, a few weeks ago, and it was just so funny watching Layla run away from the kids and the kids running. Yeah. Idris is so good at catching her, though.
Yeah, yeah, he does pretty well. He's the best at keeping possession, I would say.
This poor cat is like, I just want some me time.
Yeah, exactly. She's really completely unbothered about anybody. She's not interested in anyone at all.
There were like five kids sitting in a circle passing her around. She'll run away.
So cute. So how about, mate, have you got any like sewing plans or making plans for summer?
Yeah.
What are you planning to make?
I'm finding my mojo. My mojo is coming back, whether it likes it or not. I'm going to find a mojo of mine and make as much as possible. I've got loads of gingham. I'm going to be making quite a few checks, fabric, like checks.
Yeah, I've got a few as well, actually. I've got really into checks recently.
Me too.
So, yeah, so I think I've got three checked fabrics that I need to use.
Mm.
So two of them are, well, no, one of them's linen, one's viscose. What's the other one? I've forgotten. Oh, cotton. Yeah, that's it.
Yarn dyed. I've got some yarn dyed cotton. Green. Oh, such a lovely green. Oh, green and brown. So I'm gonna try to inject a bit of gingham into my wardrobe during the summer.
Ooh, yeah. That's nice.
So
I should do that. You do your own drafting, don't you?
No. I'm going for the indies.
Do you know which patterns you're gonna use?
First one would be by what's she called now? It's this brand. It's a new brand. She's based in Amsterdam, and she's got like three patterns now, but one of them really has caught my eye, and I will be making her. Let me find it, actually. It's right here. I'm going to make... Sorry. I've actually cut it out. It's, Cosido. Cosido sewing pattern, and it's Anok dress. Yeah, the Anok dress.
I've not come across that part of that company, actually.
It's very new. It's very new. And it's a new sewing pattern company. And I am also going to be making quite a few IAMs. I am sewing pattern. And I've got some big four pattern company patterns that I've had in my stash for a while that I just want to explore. I just want to make a few jumpsuits as well. But yeah. I am going to be doing a lot of sewing, I'm sorry to say, but get ready, people.
Yes, yeah. Just casually, I'm just going to make a few jumpsuits.
Yeah.
I've just realised that most of the, like, it's July already, and I've not done any summer sewing, really. So I definitely want to get on with that. So I think I've got about six or seven things that I want to make for summer, specifically. And, you know, if you wait till... basically mid-August, it'll be too late, so
yeah.
Get on with those and finish them before the end of the month. Yeah, I've got lots of nice linens and pastels and, like, you know, sort of like colorful stripes and things. So definitely,
do you know what patterns you're going to do?
Yeah, I'm going to do, at the moment I'm making another heather blazer in a lilac linen and the Miller trousers by Paper Theory Patterns to go with that. And there's a Pauline Alice pattern, which I don't know how to say it. Is it Coley or something, blouse?
Oh, like Coeli or something. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure how to say it, but I've got this really nice cotton. It's like a really thin cotton jacquard from Simply Fabrics, which originally I bought it to make a dressing gown because I thought it was more like a toweling sort of like waffle texture, but it's actually really lightweight. So I think I'm going to make a blouse on that instead.
Yeah.
And M7969, which I've been saying I'm going to make one for absolutely ages. So I definitely want to make one of those.
Yay!
I think I've got that pattern as well. I think that's one of the ones that I'm going to make, M7969.
Oh, okay. I got that one as a PDF. So some of the McCall's patterns, you can get them as PDFs on this website, which is called, I think it's called somethingdelightful.com.
All right.
But they did an offer or something that's like $2.99. for the pattern, and it was impossible to find anywhere else, so I bought that PDF and
Okay.
Assembled all 40 something pages.
Gosh.
Yeah,
did not come AO.
But I definitely have to make that. No, they don't come as AO.
A0 even.
Yeah, A0 even.
Oh, man.
This episode is sponsored by LDH Scissors. LDH Scissors, which actually stands for Love, Dedication and Happiness, is, you know, a store that stocks cutting tools of a wide variety. They stock scissors, as it says in their name, and they also stock rotary cutters, which I actually really enjoy using. Ladies, have you ever used any of their tools recently?
Yes, they're amazing. So honestly, I've had such a bad experience in the past with, well, I think it's because I bought a really cheap rotary cutter.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's also because I'm left-handed or what, I don't know, because some, you have to change the blade or something, don't you, to make it left-handed. So it could be a combination that I was using a cheap one and a right-handed one with my left hand.
Oh, I see.
But basically it was horrendous, like properly. Have you ever had the thing that makes your teeth feel funny? Like, it really made me cringe using it. Yeah. So I just wrote off rotary cutters forever. I was like, oh, no, they're not for me. But the LDH one is honestly amazing. You can just, what's the word, ambidextrous? You can just switch between hands, just glides through material, couple of layers as well. Mm. Oh, so good. Turn me around on rotary cutters.
Yeah, they're very smooth to use as well. But my favourite tools that I have from them are the scissors, just the normal dressmaking scissors, but in a smallish size, because I find that if they're really big, they're quite heavy for my hands. Mm-hmm. And I think I've been using them for about a year or so now, and I don't really use any of my other scissors now. I just use those ones when I need to cut something. The other thing I use a lot are the snips. So they have a really like nicely designed pair of snips. So they've got really modern style. I don't know if you've seen them or not. But everything I have from them is in the black, midnight black range, I think it's called. And they just look really
Midnight stylish. Edition. Yeah, yeah, they're lovely, aren't they?
Yeah, they have a really nice gold, I think, as well. And
yeah,
they have a rainbow colour as well.
Yeah, they do have
them.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to get the snips now as well because of you telling me about them, Attia. How good they are.
Honestly, because I'm normally really bad at, you know, when you just have to get your scissors out just to cut like the threads at the end of your sewing. And I'm just like, oh, okay. And then I always end up having the odd thread here and there left.
Yeah.
So now I have the snips, so I'm much better at just cutting those off.
Yeah. I mean, I've always loved scissors. I'm crazy about it. I've got all different types of scissors. It's just ridiculous. But then I got converted because of their rotary cutters. I've got actually two types of rotary cutters, and the Midnight Edition from LDH, and I absolutely love them as well. They do cut really well. They really do cut really well from my experience. And well, speaking about the snips now, I will be looking into those as well. And I must say, I know, you know, they're based in Canada, but there are a range of independent shops in the UK and Ireland that stock LDH products. We've got Fabric Godmother. There's Loop. Loop is in Islington and in London. There is Born Textiles in Glasgow and Beyond the Pink Door in Ireland. So check out these stores, or you can order straight from their website. And that is ldhscissors.com. ldhscissors.com. And yes, I really do appreciate LDH for sponsoring this episode. We absolutely love your products, and it's just such a, you know, it's an honor getting sponsored by a product range or a brand that we really do love. So thank you. Alex, what are you making? What are you going to make?
So I've kind of half finished a By Hand London Flora dress. It's in a like really lightweight denim. So it's kind of like a daytime version, but I've also added some rickrack onto it. Yeah, I almost finished it, and then other projects took precedent because I had a wedding party to go to, so I made a dress for that. Yeah, because I don't ever not finish projects. You know, some people have like a pile of UFOs. I'm a finisher. So I want to go back and finish that off. And then, yeah, I've also got some gingham. I can't think where it was from, but it's a really massive scale. It's really cool. So I think I'm just going to do like a big voluminous skirt with it so that I can work with like t-shirts as well as dressing it up.
Yeah,
that's the plan. But yeah, I don't have tons of fabric. I don't have a huge stash, so it's not like I have a list of 20 things that I'm going to make. It's quite small.
That's probably nice. Much more sensible to do that way around.
I got a bit excited there. I do have some Alexander Henry fabric from Miss Ginger's, which is in Folkestone. Really cool shop. And just a really good for a day trip. If anyone's looking to avoid the £3,000 fees for a chalet, Folkestone's lovely for a day trip. Yeah, she sent me this. It's so cool. It's like typical Alexander Henry. It's got the sexy ladies on it, but they're mermaids. And it's all quite nautical themed. So I think I'm going to make a named Lempy dress with it, but with short sleeves, which in my head will look cool. Rather than going the kind of, because I think the temptation with that kind of fabric is to do the kind of rockabilly big skirt style vintagey dress. But I think a Lempy would look good in it.
Okay.
I hope.
Yeah, I was just going to say that I want to try the Tyra Tea pattern. Have you seen that one? By
no.
Just Patterns. It's kind of got a drop sleeve and it's quite oversized. And I don't know, I've seen quite a few of those around and they just look quite cool. So I think I might give that pattern a try. And you know, like in the summertime, it's quite nice to wear things which are a bit loose and flowy. I'm thinking that one might be a good one to try.
Speaking about loose and flowy, I got influenced by Louise Carmichael.
Mm-hmm.
And
she influenced
me. She's
very
stylish.
Oh, she's amazing. And I got this Anthea blouse and it's by Anna.
That's really pretty.
I've bought it and I've printed it, I've taped it together, I've cut the fabric out, and it's all, everything's just piled up for when I'm ready to sew. Oh, my sewing, I feel sorry for it.
It's gonna get a good workout this summer.
Oh, it's gonna get a good workout. Very good work. But it's good workout for me, not for things that I have to work on. It's selfish stuff, and that's what makes me really happy.
Oh, that's good. Do you know, I haven't made anything with buttonholes for a long time. I think I probably need to do that again. Well, basically, I've got lots of things that are supposed to have buttonholes in them, but I just didn't do them. So now it's been like months since I've made any buttonholes.
So you got buttonhole fear.
Yeah, I think I've started to get the fear again.
I'll tell you something. I've got a confession. I've got this dress that I made. Like, the dress is like more or less finished, but I haven't put buttonholes in it. So it's been sitting there for more than a month now. That's how lazy I've been with my buttonhole maker. But yeah,
is it because you're worried about ruining it, or are you just...
No, I'm just lazy. I need to be in the right headspace to get it done properly. You know, put the marking in the right place, because it's self-drafted. Mm. So I just want to make sure it's done right, so everything sits beautifully.
Maybe you need a thing that you're going to wear it to, so then you have to finish it off.
I have nowhere.
Set yourself a deadline.
I actually have nowhere to go this summer.
You need to plan something with your sister.
She's got a list of places she wants to visit, so that's not a problem. Actually, I have places to go with them, so the dress, so don't worry. I will be wearing it, and I will finish it. Oh.
Okay, so yeah, it's been really great to wrap up the series with this chat today, and I hope everyone's really enjoyed the season and is looking forward to season 4, which will be probably sometime in the autumn, I guess, after we've taken a bit of a break. So we really would love to hear people's feedback and your ideas for the next season. If there's anyone in particular that you're interested in having in us inviting as a guest, then please let us know as well. Or if you think, you know, we've also had people who put themselves forward as guests in the past as well, so just let us know if you're interested. Anything else that you two want to say as well today?
Thank you everyone for the amazing support you've given us. Yeah, honestly, we are like blown away by it. I think we set ourselves we've had very low expectations and we're just like, yeah, we'll just do this thing. But yeah, it's been great, and that people are still coming back and listening and being really supportive. So thank you everyone.
And to everyone who's shared our podcast on a Monday or Tuesday to say, oh, new episode, people, go listen. You are just the MVP. You are the real one. Thank you very much. I mean, I just get blown away when I see people sending, like putting stories on their Instagram on podcast episode, blah, blah, blah.
Mm.
I just sound like...
Yeah, that's really amazing.
Means a lot. Thank you.
Yeah, so we'll still keep in touch with our podcast during this break. Sorry, our Instagram page, which is uncutpodcast_. And watch this space as well for our new website, which we've mentioned previously, with 99 Designs by Vistaprint. So that should all be available, ready for season 4. You've been listening to Uncut Podcast. Thank you, everyone, and see you in the autumn. Bye.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye. Bye.